I thought it was an excellent opportunity for students like myself to engage with the local political activities in the state election. And it was also interesting to actually see the real perspectives of those candidates outside of the media's influence.
You raised a question tonight. Can you tell us what it was?
Yes, I raised a question in relation to V-Line transport in Victoria, particularly the Albury to Melbourne service. The Brumby government promised that service would be completed in late 2010. It's nearly 2011, and for students like myself who rely on that transport for study and social commitments, we really need that system to be up and going as soon as possible.
Was the response you got from the candidates satisfactory?
I felt not. It was a generalisation, and the ideas of passing it on to other bureaucratic authorities and not being able to give me a straightforward answer if another Labor government was elected, a little unsatisfactory.
Ladies, your thoughts on tonight's forum?
Yeah, it was really interesting to get the perspectives of the candidates and
What did you want to come and hear?
Just the views of everything, and I was particularly interested in climate change and the Greens' point of view, as always, but also the other parties' point of view on climate change.
And was there enough discussed on climate change for you to make a decision on which way you'll vote?
There was. I'd like to hear more, but there was indeed.
And you?
I thought it was interesting to see the difference between what we see in the media and the candidates' actual responses. It was just interesting to get that perspective as a youth in this area.
How did you view them?
Well, I guess you've got to see them like that as people, and you can't expect them to get everything done like a lot of people expect from politicians. But a lot of their responses kind of deflected away from the answers, which was a bit disappointing. Yeah, I'd like to see a bit more straightforwardness with their answers and, just really answer the question. And, it's just been a fantastic opportunity to hear their point of view and, see it firsthand.
There was less than a handful of young people in the room. Is that disappointing that there's not enough people taking a proactive approach to an election?
Yes, it is. And it's disappointing that we just follow in the same ways that we have. I'd love to see more new, young people around. But I also noticed that there weren't too many middle-aged people around as well.
Who shapes your vote? Your parents? Is it your schooling? What sort of influence do you take into account when you're determining who you'll vote for and why?
Well, as a student, I like to research and I come to events like this to inform my vote, but I am aware that statistics show that we are going to vote like our parents.
And does it scare you?
It does. It's disappointing.
Have you discussed it with your parents?
I do, on regular occasions. I'm part of a split family, so I see a variety of views, and I think that's important as well.